Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
That's me. What is up? What is up? What is up? Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Everyday Saturday Show. It's great to have you. It is a Tuesday, August 2nd, 2016. It's a smoothie Tuesday. I want to share with you a couple of my favorite go-to smoothie recipes. Those of you that know, transformation is not just about your bank account. It's also about your body, of course. Look at pictures of me. 10 years ago, I looked like John Candy from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, just a big old fat face and out of shape and lethargic, didn't have a lot of energy. Now, come on, man. Are you kidding me? It's crazy, the energy I got. A lot of that I attribute to my diet. Diet's not a bad word. I know it's got the word die inside of it, so it has that negative connotation. However, it's what you eat. It's what you eat and what you drink and what you put into your body. I like to give my body, my intestines, a rest. So I drink a lot of my food. That's not like I'm not pureeing a T-bone steak. I'm not giving you that impression. Just taking a lot of greens. Best investment I made last year was the Vitamix blender. I'm telling you, if you don't own one of those things, they're expensive. I got mine at Costco for like $450, something like that. But man, this thing could literally grind up a car tire and make it taste good somehow. Put it on your credit card. If you got to make payments on it, get the Vitamix blender. I'm a huge fan. I'm not even an affiliate. I don't have an affiliate link for it. But boy, it is so easy to blend and clean up. Because a lot of the reason I didn't get a blender before or do a lot of this juicing was the cleanup was horrible. I got the Jack LaLanne juicer and I got this and that. And it took me longer to clean up than it did to actually make the damn thing. And what is it? We do pain or pleasure. Pain or pleasure. It's the only reason we do anything. The pleasure that you receive or avoiding the pain. And I didn't juice because I was avoiding the pain of the cleanup. So here, let me share with you a couple of my favorite juice recipes and give you some energy today. And take it, man. Take it. Run with it. You know my go-to one. Let me just say the go-to one always. And it's the spinach almond milk with some berries in it. And it's simply this. Get a bag of spinach. For me at Kroger, it's $1.79 for a bag. I usually buy five or six of them at a time when I go there. And $1.79. I mean, that's what it costs to get this smoothie going. It's a bag of spinach. It's already cleaned, everything like that. You literally just dump it in the blender. Next is almond milk. A little bit of that, about 10% of your juicer should be almond milk, and the rest is water. And what I do, and not so 90% water, okay? It doesn't need to be anything special. Heck, it could be tap water, but obviously a lot of people have the water on the refrigerator. That's what we got. You just comes right out. Filtered water. Put some berries in it because a lot of people don't like the taste of spinach when it's been blended up. Some love it. If you do, great. You don't need to do anything else. Just go with the almond milk and the water. I put berries just to give it some more taste, some flavor. I think you'll like that as well. They can be frozen, you know, or I put fresh strawberries. They're in season right now, especially in summertime. Blueberries, anything along those lines. So just put some berries in there to give it some taste. All right, next one. And I just discovered a couple of these. The spinach orange smoothie. One orange peeled, half a banana peeled, one cup of spinach, but I put a bag of spinach in there. All right. Some coconut water, about a half cup of coconut water. You can get that. It's about $3, $3.50 or so at Kroger, where I shop here. And some ice. That's it. Just put some ice in there. And blend that baby up. I discovered this about a week ago. I shared it on my Instagram feed and as well as Facebook. By the way, if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's Every Day is Saturday. All one word. Of course, Facebook as well, Sam Crowley. And that one tasted really well. All right. I like that. I like that. By the way, let me just do a quick break. The credit repair. I am an affiliate for that, so I give that a plug every here and there. I forgot to do it last week. I think most of my shows. Go to creditrepairfast.net. Creditrepairfast.net. My score is at 740. right now. And literally, I got there in about 30 days. I shared a YouTube video on it. And we got over 10,000 people in our Facebook group. And I don't go nuts with these, you know, quick fix type things. This thing's the real deal. CreditRepairFast.com. If you want to remove some late pays, some derogatories, some collections, even bankruptcy, judgments, tax liens, everything. I've seen it all, taken all. I'm loving this, man. I've gotten about $40,000 in credit lines opened in the last 2 months because I use them. I use them for business. You know, credit's beautiful when you use it the right way. Buying a lot of traffic, Facebook ads, and things like that. It's really opened up a whole new avenue for me. And check it out, creditrepairfast.net. All right, you'll love it. All right, here we go. I lost my spot. I just made this one, okay? Here we go. I was looking at the photo, and then I deleted it off my phone. So here's what I did. I bought some green tea at Kroger, some Lipton green tea bags, heated it up, and then chilled it, which is nothing more than I just put it in a thermos and put a whole bunch of ice in there. So I chilled some green tea. Same thing, bag of spinach goes in there as well. About a cup of cucumber, some pineapple, grate some ginger root. You buy some ginger root in the produce section and grate about a tablespoon or two in there. Cilantro, about a cup of cilantro. An avocado, half an avocado, and then put a little lemon juice in there, equivalent to squeezing, say, one entire lemon. So you got spinach, green tea chilled. And if the green tea isn't all the way chilled, don't worry about it. Just throw a bunch of ice cubes in there. That'll make it cold enough. Spinach, green tea chilled, cucumber, ginger root, pineapple, cilantro, avocado, and a little lemon juice. I literally just blended this baby up. I got it sitting next to me while I'm recording this show. I got to tell you, I'm probably going to go lighter on the cilantro next time. I think I put a little too much. I've never had cilantro ever. It has got a wild smell to it. I mean, it smells up the whole kitchen. Like my kids come down and say, what smells, Dad? Hey, it's not Captain Crunch, okay? Dad's actually having something. I know you love that stuff, but Dad's actually healthy in the morning. I'm going to have a lot of energy today. This is a down day for me, meaning it's a cardio day. Yesterday was a big up day. I did shoulders, traps, back, everything, triceps, and loaded up. I eat until uncomfortable fullness when I do muscle, building muscle, meaning I eat until I got to take the pants off and put the sweatpants on without the elastic band in them. That's the type of eating you need to do when you're doing power up lifting days. If you're into that, all right, I'm not saying if you don't do that, it's wrong. That's what I do. I mean, when I'm done eating for the day, like 9:30 last night, I finally stopped gorging myself. And it was all good stuff. It was all great. Vegetables and meats, chickens, things like baked chicken, not fried chicken. Just went nuts. And now today's my down day, so I do cardio. I ran 8 miles on Sunday, probably run 8 miles today. And just take it easy. So I'm juicing all day today. And that's what I do. Up, down, zigging and zagging with the diet to get just a good balance. But I can't do it without these juicing. And another thing is, not only does it give me a ton of energy right now, this 40 ounces of green juice I just described to you, it takes the place of all my meals in the morning. And I drink a half gallon of water in the morning, half gallon of water in the afternoon. And then I'll eat dinner. You know, I'll eat a good dinner tonight. Whatever we make is something on the grill or fish or something. But I'll go a little lighter, heavy on the salad and vegetables. And then after 6, I'm done. Shut it down. I'll have one smoothie around 7:30. So I'm full. Not craving, not raiding the pantry at 8 o'clock at night, nothing like that. I'm full. I'm good. And I'll probably consume less than 1,500 calories today. And if I run 8 miles and I just do whatever I do to remain active, I'll burn well over 3,000. And that'll be a good day today. So it's Smoothie Tuesday. If you like the Smoothie Tuesdays, you like the Health Tuesdays, I want to try to make this a thing. Hit me up on Twitter. Let me know you're listening. Appreciate all the great feedback as well. You guys are awesome. And also, one more plug. If you're looking for really great, and I mean good, 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 quick credit repair, go to creditrepairfast.net. I'm telling you, it works. I am living proof, as well as 10,000 other people that are doing it just this year. It's Sam Crowley. Keep healthy, baby. You get one body, make it happen, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.